This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gapak. The government has called an all-party meeting this evening to discuss the ongoing West Asia conflict. The meeting will take place in the Parliament complex earlier. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had made a statement in both Houses of Parliament on the ongoing conflict. He said, the government has made the necessary preparations to ensure an adequate supply of oil, gas and fertilizers. The government has debunked news reports and social media posts claiming that LPG refill booking timelines have been revised for Pradhan Mantri Ujwala Yojana connections to 45 days. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas clarified that no such changes have been made. It added that the existing refill booking timelines remain unchanged and continue to be 25 days in urban areas and 45 days in rural areas, irrespective of connection type. The government has further reiterated that adequate LPG stocks are available in the country, emphasizing that there is no cause for concern. Meanwhile, Bharat Petroleum and Hindustan Petroleum have said that there is no shortage of fuel across the nation. The United States has sent a 15-point proposal to Iran aimed at ending the war and dismantling its nuclear program. According to several media reports, the proposal was delivered through intermediaries. The plan calls for Iran to dismantle its three main nuclear facilities and uranium enrichment on its soil and suspend its ballistic missile program. It also seeks to limit Tehran's support for proxy groups and ensure full reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. The plan includes a one-month ceasefire and demands that Iran commit to never pursuing a nuclear weapon. In return, all nuclear-related sanctions would be lifted. The United States would support a monitored civilian nuclear program in Bashir for electricity generation. Talking to reporters at the White House, President Trump said the U.S. is negotiating to end the war, which has already killed thousands and created the worst energy shock in history, leading to global fuel shortages and rolling markets. Under 23 Tri-Nation Football Championship 2026 is set to begin from today till 31st March at the Golden Jubilee Outdoor Stadium, UPI in Arunachal Pradesh. The much-awaited anticipated championship is set to witness an exciting clash of emerging football talents as the national under-23 teams of India, Tajikistan and Bhutan prepares to battle it out on the international stage. Indian football maestro and Padma Shri awardee Sunil Chhetri is expected to attend the inaugural ceremony. Winter sports training and the Open National Ski Mountaineering Championship is going to be held in Tawang, Arunachal Pradesh from 5th to 14th April next. The championship will be held on 15th April. International Ski Mountaineering Federation, SKIMO India Federation and Department of Youth Affairs, Government of Arunachal Pradesh are collaborating to organize this event, marking a significant advancement for adventure sports in the region. Lok Sabha has passed the Finance Bill 2026 by voice vote. The bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2026-27. The House gave its nod to the amendments moved by the government. Replying to the discussion on the bill in the House, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the government is empowering the MSMEs, farmers and cooperatives as they are at the center of employment generation, production and overall development of the country. Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai today introduced the Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha. The bill aims to further amend the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act 2010. Moving the bill, Rai said, the objective of the bill is to make use of foreign contributions more transparent and accountable. Seat sharing arrangements among alliance partners are expected to be finalized soon ahead of the elections in Tamil Nadu. The AIADMK has released its first list of candidates. State BJP Chief Nainar Nagendran is in Delhi to finalize candidates, while the DMK-led Secular Democratic Alliance is also expected to complete seat allocation today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.